Lori Gottlieb Consulting presents Episode 5, Will Your Volunteer Program Survive Without a Strategic Direction? By Lori Gottlieb. To achieve a sound basis for the development of volunteer programs and activities, systematic planning efforts need to be undertaken. Strategic planning includes the ability to identify opportunities, analyze problems, establish priorities and needs, and allocate resources accordingly. Strategic planning is an approach to dealing with major changes. All organizations are in a constant state of change and flux. People are constantly moving in and out, mandates are shifting, budgets are changing, stakeholders' needs and expectations are changing, and priorities are shifting. A strategically managed organization is one that defines both where they are and where they want to be. Strategic planning is a way to think, act, and learn. It takes a comprehensive view by focusing on the big picture and the long-term results. It is often visionary and usually proactive rather than reactive in addressing change. It is a guide for decision making and resource allocation. Strategic planning guides budgets. Throughout the strategic planning process, you need to ask three questions. Who and what you are to the community? What do you want to do now that makes an impact? What do you want to do and why to reflect the needs of your community moving forward? The answers to these questions will help guide your process and establish a firm understanding of what is working and not working in the present, what your priorities and resources have been supporting, and what do you think are the priorities for the future. Vision is core to leadership and is at the heart of strategy. The senior leader's job is to create the vision for the organization in a way that will engage both the imagination and the energies of its people. The mission and vision must be tied to what the organization's values, and the leader must make this connection in a way that the organization can understand, grasp, and support. Vision looks to the future, values to the past. So how do we craft a strategy? As leaders, you must now ask the question, how are we as a program going to employ our resources to achieve our goals? Taking a strategic position means accepting that there will be trade-offs with other positions. It also means choosing what not to do as well as what to do, because no organization can compete successfully in every business segment featuring every variation of a product or a service. While senior leaders may be responsible for developing the organization's strategic plan, it is the responsibility of leaders of volunteers to translate that strategy and develop a complementary volunteer program strategy into operational level plans and actions. The organizational philosophy is the foundation of any strat plan. However, strategic goals with supporting objectives must be developed. Goals describe a future condition that the organization needs to attain in order to achieve its vision. Objectives are statements of what must be done to achieve a goal. Effective objectives should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. They need to be SMART. As goals and supporting objectives are developed, it is important to identify what individual or group has primary responsibility for this achievement. Also, identify other individuals or programs that can assist in accomplishing the goals and objectives. Each objective should have an action plan. An action plan describes specific tasks that are necessary to achieve the supported objective. This level of planning is where the rubber meets the road and ultimately determines the success or failure of achieving objectives, goals, and ultimately the organizational vision. Action plans detail milestones, activities, timeframes, resources, and team members required to achieve the objectives. Action plan development varies from using paper and markers to the use of software programs. Develop action plans in a manner that best meets the needs of those involved in executing the plans. For the strategic plan to be effectively executed, it must be a top priority of the leadership at all levels. Leaders can emphasize the importance of a strat plan execution in several ways. They can meet with staff to explain the intent and the expectations. They can post the strategic plan on the organization's website. They can promote the strategic plan on social media platforms. They can address the plan during community outreach. They can host town hall meetings to express the significance of the strategic plan and how, as a whole, they all work together. Now we have to talk about organizing the planning process and analyzing the environment, which is key to a strong strategic plan. This can be done through assessing whether you're ready for a strat plan, Some of the tools that you can use are the SWOT analysis, stakeholder assessments, planning for the plan, and a readiness assessment. In conducting a readiness assessment, the program can explore its capacity to do strategic planning and implement results. It is important to ask the tough questions before embarking on a plan. Take the time to plan for the plan. It will pay off during the course of the project and keep activities focused and responsibilities clear. This can be done through a project charter, which outlines the plan and timelines. So as you're assessing readiness for strategic planning, you need to ask yourself the following. What contributed to past planning successes? What contributed to past planning failures? What is in place to support successful planning? And what is missing and needed for successful planning? So here are some tools that you can use for strategic planning. So as I previously mentioned, we have something called a SWOT analysis. The SWOT analysis is a tool used in strategic planning to identify and ultimately prioritize the organization's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. In fact, SWOT is an acronym that stands for these elements. The process involves a brainstorming session where participants create a list for each of these areas based on previously gathered data and information. Once the lists are created, a ranking process is used to prioritize the items so that the top items in each category can be used to provide a basis for the development of objectives, strategies, and tactics. Complementary to a SWOT analysis is a PEST analysis. This is a great tool to use in tandem with SWOT. The acronym stands for Political, Economic, Social, and Technology. PEST reveals opportunities and threats better than SWOT. The direction of business changes, projects that will fail beyond your control, your country, your region, market issues, and all these external influences that you have. Another tool that you can use is Porter's Five Forces Model. Michael Porter developed his Five Forces Model and introduced it to the world in 1980 in his book Competitive Strategy. The model provides a basis for organizations engaged in strategic planning to consider the critical forces that are impacting them. These forces include existing competition between suppliers, the threat of new entrants into a market, the bargaining power of the people buying the product, so buying volunteerism or clients coming into the organization, the power of your suppliers, and the threat of competition. Another tool is called a mind map. Mind maps are visual tools used in strategic planning to show how various items relate to each other. A mind map is a diagram that presents words, ideas, or images linked to an initial centralized theme. Mind maps are a form of brainstorming and were popularized by psychologist Tony Buzan in 1976. The process starts with an initial question or problem that is written in the center of a large piece of paper or a whiteboard. Additional ideas or concepts are then tied to and branched out from that central idea. So now let's talk about critical thinking. As managers progress in their roles, a key skill that will take them to the leadership level is the skill of critical thinking and strategic planning. This skill takes them from executing to thinking and planning. Without this skill, managers often get stuck in the management role, creating a leadership gap in organizations. Critical thinking and strategic planning takes the manager from task execution to problem identification, risk analysis, optionality consideration, near, mid, long-term consequences, and future solution planning. The skill focus teaches the managers to think proactively into the future and go from tactical to proactive planning. How is critical thinking different from strategic thinking? Perhaps this is such a common question because the answer isn't black and white. The concepts have a lot of overlap, but after careful consideration, I have some ideas on the subject. Strategic thinking is future-oriented. Critical thinking can be current and or future oriented. You can argue that strategic thinking has a larger impact, perhaps because it has more moving parts. Critical thinking, however, is the foundations that should be applied to those moving parts. Great strategic thinkers are also great critical thinkers because they can apply critical thinking to each aspect of strategic thinking and strat planning. Strategic thinking is often associated with specific job titles, projects, initiatives, whereas critical thinking is all-encompassing. Critical thinking can be described as a disciplined thinking that is clear, rational, open-minded, and informed by evidence. While that seems to describe the ability of many county professionals, some leaders in organizations today have a strong feeling that this is an ability that is fading. Here are some strategies that can help you and your team grow critical thinking skills. So strategy one, be a continuous learner. Learners have a natural sense of curiosity around the world. They read and talk to people. Basically, they educate themselves without being told to. This can come from reading, talking to subject matter experts, listening to lectures online, or attending conferences. The more workers know, the more evidence they have to consider when making decisions. Strategy number two, make the right decision for the majority. Critical thinkers put their egos aside and think about what is best for the overall organization, even if that's not the best solution for an individual. Their goal is seeking to understand and then making a clear and rational decision that is best for the majority. Strategy three, listen and consider unconventional opinions. Critical thinkers have a tendency to seek out new solutions to old problems. They don't like the phrase, that is the way we've done it in the past. They also see that collaboration with their team, their profession, and sometimes their competitors will bring about the best solutions, and they're okay with that. Strategy four, avoid analysis paralysis. Critical thinkers will avoid the trap of too much information and getting stuck in the decision-making process by looking at the big picture and the details. They recognize they will never get 100% of the information that they need, but they also know they can move forward and adjust accordingly. Strategy five, analyze yourself. Critical thinkers develop a skill for explaining to others why they came to a specific conclusion. Others can follow their reasoning and can understand their thinking. They are willing to change their views when they are provided with more information that allows greater understanding. Strategic planning and leadership development combined to create the best possible path to your success makes you a great leader, a great planner, and will greatly affect your organization's outcomes. Ultimately, strategic leadership is both an organization and a personal process. It is one that today's businesses cannot afford to ignore. The job of strategy is not limited to a few top executives. Strategic leaders are needed throughout the organization if they are to adapt, innovate, and succeed well into the future. Thank you for listening. For more information, go to lauriegottliebconsulting.wordpress.com for my webinars, my articles, and more great resources and tools. If you want a workshop related to strategic planning, feel free to reach out. Stay tuned for the next episode.